something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Ari, for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. I'm starting this one out with a little bit of a disclaimer. I am fighting a little bit of a throat thing, so you may hear me cough a little bit. It's not just me going, oh my God, I can't believe what Darren just said. It is, in fact, actually a medical thing along the way. So let me tell you a little bit about what we have to get out of the way first. None of us are professional advice givers. So if, in fact, you do take our advice and something goes wrong, don't blame us. It's on you. It was bad advice. We told you it was bad advice, and you did it, and bad things came out of it. Don't hire lawyers. Don't come after us. Don't go from there. Okay. Let me introduce you to our two experts. Hello, Shannon.
Hey, Ari.
And hello, Darren, also known as Frosty.
I'm rocking it. What's going on?
Not much. Just for full transparency for our listeners, we have a video feed to each other, mm-hmm. and we have this weird little game where we try to crack each other up as we're giving our answers. Sure. So there are times where you're just going to hear us totally go, yeah, just pause and shake our head. So here's today's question. We get it from people that we know, listeners send in stuff, all sorts of different places come from our source. But here it is. How do I convince my parents that I'm not a failure, even though I've earned two PhDs and still live in their basement? Darren, we'll start with you.
Okay, simple. I have two answers to this. The first one is you hire lots of prostitutes, all right? That's what you do. And you have a ton of parties in your basement because, yeah, mom may not agree and may think you're a failure, but dad surely won't. There'll be nice little nods here and there. And really, moms, I mean, do you care what your mom thinks? It's more about the dad and high flies when she's not looking. Am I right? And then number two, just convince them that you're the home care provider because they're getting older and you're just waiting your time till you got to go upstairs and change their nappy. So you're cutting out the middleman.
Shannon?
Sorry.
Yeah. Grandpa nappy. Think of that.
Smoking my... Yeah, I think if you just, you know, get a little high and you chat with your folks and you tell them, look, every good PhDer likes to get high and stay at home for the life experience before moving out into the world, because it gives you more life experience the longer you stay at home. So I think it's good that you can just stay in the basement, get high, come up. What kind of PhD do I have? I don't even know. I didn't even find out that one. What's my PhD in?
Social justice and music theory.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are the two PhDs. there
goes. I want to see how you get out of this one. This is like Houdini over the fucking water.
Well, music history makes sense because I'm so high and musicians are high.
Sorry, Shannon, so just to interrupt. It's music theory, not music history.
Oh, sorry. Music theory. So.
Yeah, even drier. Yeah.
Justice is great because sure. I got to get high, right?
Yeah.
To find out if it's socially acceptable and justice will make it possible.
Yeah, when you take on the man too much, you got to get high. That's what you tell mom
you
and
gotta
dad.
You got to get high. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that you should just stay in the basement as long as you can at your parents' house. I think it's really important to stay home as long as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Maybe never even get married. Don't move out. Just stay home. And keep racking up those PhDs. Like, you can get more. If you're at home, you're not paying rent anywhere. Right? You're not working, so you might as well go to school some more. Just be a professional student for the rest of your life. I think that's super important.
And I couldn't agree with you more, Shannon. To build off of that, I think what you need to do is to help your parents to realize that it's their fault that they've oppressed you and created a situation where it's impossible for you to apply this incredibly valuable world knowledge to make the change into a modern utopia where everybody would be taken care of and wonderful. So you are only in the basement because you're a prisoner of their social construct. And if only they would become enlightened, you would be able to then move to the main floor. And the parents would, of course, move on to something else. And the natural evolution of property, which you have learned is really just the oppression of a capitalist state, would then be gone. And the socialist utopia that your music theory course embodied would then naturally take over.
Right. But also, if you stay home long enough, your parents will pass away and then you've got a home. So you've always got a...
That's what I said. Is it,
hey, just... Dad, I'm on the phone with my friends. Quit bugging me.
Cutting out the middleman. Yeah. You know, that's why, you know, and you just say, look, you show them that commercial from the 80s of, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If I move out, who's going to be there?
You got to be
there.
You
don't want a thing around, you want to wear that thing around your neck and look like a bigger nerd at your Scrabble conventions? Come on.
No. Yeah. I'm with you.
Help, I've fallen, I can't get up. Son, help me. All right, you moved out 3 weeks ago to get another PhD and I forced you out. Ah.
I need you to come home.
The dog next door is barking too loud. Come home.
Yeah, who's going to take care of it?
Who's going to get my crack?
You don't ever come on the Zoom family reunions anymore.
For those of you who are regular listeners, you're going to catch the throws to three other episodes that we've done. There's all sorts of callbacks and fun things. So please, have a listen to all our episodes. Leave comments and enjoy. Shannon, any parting thoughts?
I don't know. I'm too high. I think that maybe it's important to stay at home as long as humanly possible because rent is really too expensive, and that to show your parents that economically it just works out better than them having to give you the money to move out and then for them having to pay and give you the money to move back in again when you fail, when you leave. So you might as well just stay.
Darren?
Well, I've changed my answer. I'm still going to hire prostitutes, but I'm going to give mom edibles. So then dad can give me the hell ride. And then mom's like, oh, yeah.
Okay. For me, yeah, mom, I need the keys to the car and some gas so I can go to Starbucks, okay? Jeez, get off my back. For me, I don't think this is a problem. I think this is just the way things should be, and we're going to leave it at that. So Darren and Shannon, thank you guys for joining us on this edition.
Oh, you're welcome.
I would have done the same thing, but my parents are dead, so I'm not just going to yell at the sky.
Like your parents
are in their home right now. I mean, it's worked out. This has worked out for me.
Let's be clear, Darren. You wouldn't be yelling at the sky. You'd be yelling down.
Okay? Yeah, of course.
We know where you came from. So we'll go from there. On behalf of all of us and Andrew, who is our technical producer, who's going to make sense of this mess, thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. If you have a question you want to ask, go ahead and just drop us a line through our website, reallybadadvice.ca. You can send us a message the old-fashioned way, or you can even record it, and we'll use your question on air. So once again, on behalf of all of us, thank you for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. Take care.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.